This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of the World Wide Wave. You can stream us live Monday nights at 8 on joy.org.au.
Surfing the globe, bringing global news, stories, and life to you, one country at a time. This is the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9. Thank you to the gang of Gen Next. This is the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, live from Melbourne, Australia. I'm Tom, joined in the studio by Squirrel and Matt. This week, World Wide Wave heads to warmer weather and stops over in the Commonwealth of Jamaica. We discuss whether the comments that Jamaica is the most homophobic place on earth is warranted. We'll be speaking with Howie, a blogger of the Gay Jamaica Watch blog, and get firsthand insight into the LGBT view on what's happening in Jamaica. But first, as always, we like to get things started with some music. Jamaica, music, I'm kind of getting excited about this. What have you got up going for us first, Matt?
Well, I'm really not quite sure if this is love or not, but it's Bob Marley, the most iconic and famous of the Jamaican singers. Is this love?
Oh, anything by Bob is pure love.
This is love, here on the World Wide Web.
You're on the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, and tonight we're in Jamaica.
Nothing quite gets you in a good mood like a little bit of Bob, doesn't it? We are in Jamaica, the Commonwealth of Jamaica. Yes, it's part of the big sisterhood of the British Commonwealth. And as now, it's time for fun, fast facts. Matt, you got a little something to throw in there to begin with?
I've got an Olympic one. Everything at the moment is about the Olympics, and Jamaica has a bit of an Olympic record, or nearly Olympic record.
Is it a good record?
This one is a good one.
Okay.
We'll come to some of the other ones later, but Jamaica has won 55 Olympic medals over the years, 54 of them in athletics, and the only country to win more athletics medals than them is the United States. So they're certainly punching above their weight there in athletics.
Wow. Now, I'm dumb. What are non-athletic medal events of the Olympics?
You know, I knew you'd ask me that.
I think if you get into things like
chess,
equestrians, and you get into fencing, which can, you know, arguably could be athletic, but there's definitely clay pot shooting, some of the more genteel sports that go back to the sort of speaking.
Are you just making that up?
No, I just read an article on it in The Economist. Thank you very much.
Excellent. All right.
No, but basically, Jamaica, on the other hand, has been doing phenomenally in running. And the reason it gave was they're basically stating it's racism.
Yes.
Because essentially the sport of running doesn't require much equipment, as, for example, would whitewater kayaking, would equestrian, would fencing. Therefore, Jamaicans have the chance, and this is a broad, broad generalization and gross stereotype, but to train and to practice at a lesser cost, and therefore they can excel at the particular event.
Now, I dispute that. I've seen some runners with some pretty impressive equipment in my time.
Stop it. This is an early show.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's not that early.
To answer your question, though, Tom, cycling was the other medal that they won.
And that's a non...
Well, it's a non-athletic sport.
Okay.
The bicycle being the most mechanically efficient piece of equipment.
Anyway, we are in Jamaica this week, and we are in the midst of fun, fast facts, so we will jump right in.
It doesn't get fun for long, does it?
It doesn't. The fun is a bit out. I gave you some hints, but what do you think? Do you think Jamaica is a GLBT rights leader?
No, in fact, I'm thinking quite the opposite. Maybe even they're one of the worst in the world.
It's pretty close to being one of the worst in the world. Jamaica has excuse me, some serious punishable laws for same-sex activities. Sexual acts between men are punishable by up to 10 years in prison.
And that's doing it. So how many years for just thinking about it?
Well, that's just it. If you're actually caught in the act of buggery, it's up to 10 years, and they can choose whether or not to give you hard labor during those 10 years or not.
The actual law calls it the abominable crime of buggery.
That's correct, to quote it specifically. But that's not it. No, they're not done there. Basically, if you just do any other things between men that men do when they get together, punishable by up to 2 years. So buggery, 10 years. Other things that you might do with a man that you like, up to 2 years. Of course, the ladies have it a little bit easier simply because they're not mentioned in the law. So if ladies are caught doing anything, it's not illegal.
And let me get this straight, though. This doesn't just, it's not just some archaic laws that the population doesn't really support. There's a general sentiment in Jamaica that it's not okay to be gay. Is that what your fun fasties found out?
Correct. And it's not just the laws. The laws, actually, to be honest, aren't as harsh as some of the other places we visited. I mean, they can't kill you legally. And we should also add in there that during the research, again, this is one of those countries that claims through the research that they don't implement those laws very often between consenting adults. However, they're still on the books. But it's not just the laws itself. It's actually the general perception of, unfortunately, a large majority of the population that seems to be rather homophobic. So homophobic that, as we said earlier, Jamaica happens to have the pin as being one, if not the most racist country in the world. Homophobic countries.
So over 70% of the respondents said that they didn't even think homosexuals were entitled to the same basic rights and that non-homosexuals had as a general rule. That's not even saying they agree with the acts. They're just saying not basic rights. If I remember correctly, too, people are getting killed, and not that long ago, within the last 10 years, like just literally mobs, people going into their houses. I remember one particular instance, they opened up, they saw a photo of him, a man embracing his partner, not even doing anything, but on the laptop as the death saver. They were just in a little huggy position, and the mob killed him.
Yes, it's not unheard of. According to Human Rights Watch, verbal and physical violence against homosexuals in Jamaica, ranging from beatings to murder, are widespread. Now, in addition to that, unfortunately, police activity often support homophobic violence. They fail to investigate complaints of abuse, and they arrest people for being
the old "you couldn't complain about it because
correct.
It's illegal."
Correct. Now we
so
should
much so with all this. The World Health Organization has labeled violence a public health priority in Jamaica.
Correct. It's not just the homophobic violence. Jamaica as a whole is a rather they have a lot of violence within the country itself. For a number of years, it ranked on the UN's list of top five most violent countries. And the capital, Kingston, is known to have daily events, not just...
Although recently, the U.S. extradited the number one drug dealer out of cocaine out of Jamaica. And because of that, the day after that happened, the murder rate fell by a third.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's quite a juxtaposition, though, I would say, to have sort of the intense murder and violence that we're talking about and the Jamaican cruisy music that we're used to listening to. And coming up next, we've got... I didn't even know she was Jamaican, let alone a lesbian. This was so exciting. Tell us some more, Matt. Who have we got coming up next?
We've got Diana King now. She's an out lesbian singer, Jamaican singer. And here's one of her songs. It's called Summer Breezin'. Just play me the stereo. You're on the World Wide Wave, Joy 94.9. You're riding the World Wide Wave, and tonight we're in the land of reggae, dreadlocks, wearing tea cozies on your head, and homophobia. So we're in the land of Jamaica, and we're speaking tonight with Howie from gayjamaicawatch.blogspot.com. But just before we do, let's hear what some gay and lesbian people in Jamaica have to say.
From early as a child, I'd been facing a lot of attacks, because I remember even when I attended all-age school, a young man and I got into a fight, and I got into lots of fights. I got into a lot of fights, and I don't see partly the reason why anyone in particular should be have enough to constantly be defending themselves.
Somehow it's become completely acceptable, and not just acceptable, it's become appropriate to have really negative attitudes about gay people. They see it as part of Jamaica's natural cultural history and national identity, and they see it even as appropriate for Christian values.
I do not believe that I'm supposed to be a gay, right? I'm hiding and living in fear, and this is my country. Come on, man. I told them before that if them do not revoke the law of Bugari from the force, they cannot look for me. If there is only one proud gay in Jamaica, I'm the person.
And somewhere around 22, I decided that I was going to make the permanent crossover. I wasn't going to stand on the line anymore. I was going to be, men are nice, and, you know, I like spending time with them, but I really am deeply, viscerally, emotionally moved by women. And so I came out to my friends and I said, I am a lesbian. And I think I became a bit overbearing with my need to kind of say it. But I think now that I'm looking back, I can see that I was looking for anyone who would say, that's great, that's wonderful.
She said to me, well, you are mine already, and there's nothing that I can do to change that. I just hope and pray that one day you will change.
And the woman who was hoping and praying was, in fact, the man's mother. Again, those are just voices of typical gay and lesbian Jamaicans. We had the opportunity to speak in person with Howie. Now, Howie is the author of the blog at gayjamaicawatch.blogspot.com, and given the political situation in Jamaica, is quite a brave man, to be honest, to be posting what he's posting and to be willing to speak to us. So we first asked Howie about his experiences with homophobia.
My experience has been one that's really, in terms of my own legal issues with it, I was at one point charged for buggery, for being just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And then also seeing the experiences of others as well, too. And reading and seeing the harm that has been done to persons, injuries that persons have suffered, property damage where persons have suffered as well.
Jamaica has, in fact, been called by some people the most homophobic country in the world. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
That is a little bit problematic, because that label, so to speak, came from a Time magazine article. And the actual headline was a question and not really a statement of fact. So on one hand, the mainstream here has a big problem with that label, because there's high cynicism and disbelief that there is homophobia at all, or there are homophobic killings. On the other hand, which is our side now, those persons who are in the LGBT community, they will say otherwise based on whatever homonegative experiences or homophobic experiences, or if you want to go down the line, lesbophobic or transphobic or biphobic experiences they might have gone through. So it's left up to interpretation, then, if you want to put it that way.
Along those lines, recently on your blog, Gay Jamaica Watch, you posted a story about a man named Barry. And basically, Barry was out shopping in his local area, and a newcomer to the community began heckling him. Would you say that homophobia goes crazy when everyone riles each other up? Or do you think it is so predominant that everyday hatred exists from the individual?
Certainly there has been some tolerance. There has been some increase in tolerance. It's not where it ought to be, but there has been some increase. But what you find, as you indicated in the question, there is a sort of bootsing, or it's far more pronounced when it's done in groups, because of the perception that, well, a gay man is not so, you know, au fait in defending himself. So on one hand, yes, it's possible in it's far more pronounced with groups. But there is a one-off case where a one person will try something or will be abrasive or abusive because of the general perception of gay men. We are weak. We are not able to fend for ourselves because we are less masculine than, in other words. Masculinity here is a highly valued prize based on the fact that we are in a patriarchal society. So anything that deviates from the norms, so to speak, is viewed as either gay or something else, you know?
That masculinity being an intense part of the culture also means that even the accusation of being gay is therefore an accusation of being less masculine and can lead to problems.
Right, but the interesting with that Berry case, though, is that he does not present the stereotypical image of a gay man, which is usually effeminate or semi-effeminate or slightly effeminate or less masculine, so to speak. He presents as what we would term hyper-masculine or a thug type then. And yet still he was the brunt of verbal abuse and heckling, you know. So even just by perception, the person's just perceiving that you are maybe gay or you can become the subject of ridicule or abuse.
Joy 94.9 Worldwide Wave. Speaking with Howie, author of the Gay Jamaica Watch blogspot. Interesting stuff there.
Absolutely. He's Squirrel mentioned at the top there, he's pretty brave. There is actually another gay group in Jamaica called JFLAG, the Jamaican Forum for Lesbians, All Sexuals and Gays. And going back 5 or 6 years, two of their founders, one was murdered and one got to the point where they felt so unsafe they had to seek asylum outside of the country. So being open about your sexuality in Jamaica is really just not an option.
Mm. And we've just gotten an SMS message in, and thank you for that. Years ago, I heard that most of these reggae songs that were made popular, and we all know, they're full of anti-gay hatred when you listen to the lyrics properly. Makes a lie of their, quote, laid-back and cruisy lifestyle, that they are relaxing and everything is, quote, cool. That's the face that Jamaicans want to show the world, while underneath they're full of hatred and bitterness. So yeah, thank you for that. And if anyone else has any comments, we love hearing from you. It's onair@joy.org.au, or you can SMS us at 0427-JOY949. But yeah, that laid-back and cruisy music, this next artist sort of had a counter sort of response to that.
Absolutely. Our listener there is right that there's a whole movement called dance hall. It's a sort of a subgenre of reggae where the leading proponents of that have built in highly homophobic content into their songs. And this is mainstream songs that they're playing in Jamaica. So this is all a part of indoctrinating homophobia into the everyday lives of everyday Jamaicans. I mean, we're talking lyrics such as, "I'm dreaming of a new Jamaica, come to execute all the gays. Shot Batty Boy, my big gun boom." Like, there's
and Batty Boy, that's slang for the gay guy.
Yes.
That's right. There's absolutely no room for, misinterpretation. Absolutely.
Oh, come on. Shot Batty Boy, my big gun boom. It's all in how you say it.
Yeah.
Right. No, not in Jamaica. I don't think you say that in Jamaica, actually.
But
it is really interesting, though.
Eli's got a little
absolutely
response to that, doesn't he?
One guy's come out, and in true form, it's a bit George Michael producing outside after his little incident. This is Gay Ray, the reggae gay, the homosexual rasta, which is a bit of a parody of these songs. You're on Joy 94.9, Worldwide Wave.
Welcome back to the World Wide Wave on Joy and 94.9. We are stopped over in Jamaica, where we're learning things aren't so happy, wonderful, go-lucky, mellow, anything goes, as the reggae music led us to believe in our teen years.
Although I love that last reggae music song. As a good response to, we had one of our listeners write in and talk about the really homophobic gay reggae music. And that's true. Part of the culture, as Matt was saying earlier. But now we've got...
Now you've got the perfect parody, and hopefully that becomes a bit a little more mainstream than Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al, parody. I was just thinking of Weird Al Yankovic. That's exactly who I was thinking of. Our next song coming up is by Ziggy Marley. It's a "Love Is My Religion."
And we got to keep Marley. We can't just have Bob. We've got to have the whole family involved.
So much irony, though, that they talk so much about love, and yet there's so much hatred in their gay policies.
It is. Some of those mainstream songs are not so positive, but we hope that the Marley song brings you a little joy at the moment. Joy 94.9. Eve.
So don't let nobody stop us. Free spirits have to soar. With you I share the gift that we now know, oh, love is my religion, love is my religion, all we need is love.
Welcome back to the World Wide Wave, Joy 94.9, and all we need is love, and perhaps a little bit of change to the homophobic laws that are in Jamaica, the seemingly carefree but somehow not so carefree country. Now, we've been chatting with Howie. Howie's from gayjamaicawatch.blogspot.com, pretty brave guy to be blogging in a climate such as that, and we talked to him about some issues such as homelessness. A lot of gay people are getting kicked out of their home. In fact, even folks being suspected of being gay are getting kicked out of their home. HIV awareness is really tricky. Why? Because guys don't even want to pretend or ask or know anything about HIV or AIDS awareness because they don't want to be associated with being gay. Now, the AIDS Council has said that 25% of all Jamaicans are at risk of HIV infection. A majority of these are gay men, yeah, and so these, oh, and sex workers as well. So gay men and sex workers, and they're not seeking out help, and it's not okay, and it's not a culture where wearing condoms or attending HIV education, something you want to do, because then you might be perceived as gay, and as we heard, and we'll hear from Howie, this is not such a good thing.
There was another interesting item on your blog, gayjamaicawatch.blogspot.com. The issues around homelessness, that is that the act of coming out in Jamaican community has actually meant that some people are rejected by their family and become homeless. Mm-hmm. How do people in that situation survive?
Well, coming out is rather difficult to navigate given our homonegative culture and homophobic culture, one. But again, it goes to the point that I just made a while ago. You can be just perceived to be gay and you can find yourself running into problems. And what we're finding, what I've been seeing over the past few years is a lot of young adults, sometimes teens, whose parents have an inkling, just a hint. Or we have seen stuff happen like persons' Facebook pages. You might have gotten up from in front of the computer and left your page up, and the next thing you know, all your business is out there, and then you're forced to leave the home, or the parents don't want you there, or one parent might want you there, and the other might be, you know, sympathetic, and it causes an uproar in the home, and then you find persons having to leave. And often it's a process, so to speak. You come displaced first, and you might stay at a friend's house or, you know, group together. Resources run out, your money runs, end up being homeless, and you have to be boxing from here to there.
So that's basically it, you know.
Now, recently, your current Prime Minister, Portia Simpson, said in the election debate that she did not support the exclusion of homosexuals from her cabinet, like her opponent, and that she believed that buggery laws should be repealed. Now, she's been in office for a while, and nothing has changed. How do you feel? Do you feel that it's likely that she'll uphold those comments, or that she'll just keep status quo?
Well, she didn't actually say that the buggery law should be repealed. She answered a question that was posed to her during the leadership debate in the last election, and her response was that she thinks that there should be a review of the buggery law and then a subsequent conscience vote where members of parliament would consult their various constituents and then come and vote with their conscience whether the law should stay or go. So most of the LGBT community has seen this as a promise. Personally, I don't, because given how our political situation is here, and the fact that many politicians are afraid to touch it because they know it can mean political suicide, so the strong feelings that exist in the public domain. But there has been some pressure to bear. There's some pressure to bear from other NGOs overseas. But she seems to be evolving on it. Follow-up comment that she made, I think her party should invade people's bedrooms or get into people's bedrooms, basically. And she reiterated the conscience vote idea again. So many persons are hopeful, generally speaking, in the LGBT community. And, of course, the opposite side, you know, being the Christian right movement and the, well, I call them the anti-gay groups, they are fuming because they are wondering if she has made any promises to any overseas lobby groups because she's not speaking. And they have been dropping their hints and, you know, their usual stuff. But many persons are hopeful. I mean, who wouldn't be if you... This is the first I've heard a leader actually openly just make a point like that. The other leaders, who were mostly men, males, didn't. They stayed far away from it, you know?
Howard, you mentioned the pressure that's starting to come from international groups. The opposition to change is actually using that as a kind of nationalism or perhaps using homophobia as a national sport, saying that we don't want outsiders coming in and dictating our culture.
Yeah.
Is the international pressure helping or hurting your cause?
It depends on where, it depends on the timing of it and what is said. Generally speaking, it is helping. But there have been instances. It helps for the most part, but there will be instances where you will have public outcry because, as you implied in the question.
Joy 94.9. This is the World Wide Wave. We're stopped over in Jamaica. And again, that was Howie, author of GayJamaicaWatch.blogspot.com, making some interesting comments there that I think we can connect here in Australia. Interesting that their prime minister is suggesting that they have a conscious vote on the buggery law. We are making a conscious vote on gay marriage. However, it's interesting that it appears as though, Matt, you were making a comment that the leader of their state is supportive of change and their parliament is not. Unfortunately, we have the reverse here in Australia, where our parliament seems to be supportive of change, supporting gay marriage. Unfortunately, Madam Prime Minister can't see that point.
That's right. The issues are different, but the sentiment is the same, although the things seem to be moving quite slowly in Jamaica. Even as recently as about a month ago, the Prime Minister is quoted in the media as saying that there could be a parliamentary conscience vote in the near future as to whether or not the so-called buggery law should be amended. So there's a lot of ifs and buts and conditions apply in there.
And although I'm sure Portia Simpson's intentions are good, those amendments can go both ways. Just depends on the political climate. They could amend it to make the sentences more harsh.
And she hasn't actually got the support of her own or all members of her own party. The People's National Party is her party, and there has been a quite outspoken newly elected member within her own party, Damien Crawford, who has been speaking out against the review on the basis of religious grounds.
I think we might need a little bit of religion in this. I think we might need to say a little prayer for gay rights.
Say a little prayer? Oh, that sounds like a little segue there, Squirrel.
Oh, well, any chance to get another lesbian singer in is a fantastic opportunity. So let's hear Diana King say a little prayer. In this case, we're going to say a little prayer for gay rights here on the World Wide Wave. Welcome back to the World Wide Wave here on Joy 94.9. We're the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time, each week stopping off at a country, bringing you the news and views of interest to you. Tonight, we're stopping off in Jamaica. And you know what? Jamaica me a little upset with all the gay rights policies and homophobia and, quite frankly, murders that have happened within the last decade that have been reported by the Human Rights Watch. It's just not okay what's happening. However, I have to admit, I really love the Jamaican music that's been playing. And we've heard from Diana King, and we've heard from Eli the Reggae Gay. We also have to hear from the final member of the Marley family that we didn't hear from before. So we've got Bob, we've got Ziggy. So who's next, Tom?
Yet another, a son of Bob and a sibling of Ziggy. We have Damien Marley. And I just have to say, Squirrel, I'm impressed that you made it 45 minutes before you did a Rasta impersonation voice.
Come on. Here on the World Wide Wave, doing 94.9, man.
Welcome back to the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9. Speaking of waves, we're in a nice Caribbean country, sun on our backs, a bit of homophobia around, but certainly enjoying some great Jamaican music tonight.
Yeah, and it need not be all grim. Again, folks like Howie working to make a change, and things like the internet that can get his word out safely. So, although technically his next-door neighbor may not know what he does every day, he is able to fight and advocate for political change. So, never thought I'd say it, but the internet seems to be a pretty bloody good thing, at least in the case of Howie in Jamaica.
And when you think of, we were talking Olympics at the top of the show. Now you think Jamaica, you think Olympics.
I think bobsledging.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Feel the rhythm, feel the light. Come on, everybody, it's bobsled time.
It scares me that you know that. But yes, we are talking Cool Runnings, the last film that John Candy was in. And here's some great music from Cool Runnings.
By Jimmy Cliff. We've got I Can See Clearly Now. I
can see clearly. You're on the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, and it is a bright, sunny day. I can see clearly now from Jimmy Cliff there. Big fanfare at the end.
Excellent, excellent. This is the World Wide Wave. We have been stopped over in Jamaica. We'd like to thank Howie again, author of the blog gayjamaica.blogspot.com. Check him out for more information on his continued move forward in Jamaica. I have to say very quickly that I'm at least impressed that their prime minister is at least publicly discussing it, whether she doesn't have the support of her whole government or not. If the head of government is talking about it in a positive light, there's at least hope for the future of Jamaica.
I think in general, the human rights movement that's happening is helping her to promote that cause. And it does give us all a little bit of hope and a little bit of positivity, really.
A waterfall starts with one drop.
Correct. Now, it doesn't matter if you're listening to us now or you're listening to us later, please do check out Joy's website. That's joy.org.au. Follow the links of programs to our link, World Wide Wave. There you can follow us on Twitter, check out our Facebook, or email us. Again, that's joy.org.au. Now, next week, we're off to another exciting country, so make sure you come back and say hello to us then.
And if you are Lebanese or know anybody from Lebanon, we would love to hear from you as always. So feel free to get in touch with us on the email address Tom just said, worldwidewave@ymail.com.
And it doesn't matter if you're from Lebanon, if you're from anywhere and you want to come in and say hi, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to come in and say hi to everyone else who's listening. So make sure you check us out.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we gave that huge thanks to Howie, and we're going to end with a little bit of Jamaican dance music because we feel like the Prime Minister's having a bit of a change of conscience. And so now we're going to hear from a group, Conscience, and it's called Jamaican Dance, here on the World Wide Wave.
Thanks for riding the World Wide Wave.
Thank you for listening to the World Wide Wave podcast. We're always looking for interested guests and news tips. You can email us at worldwidewave@joy.org.au. Thank you for riding the World Wide Wave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.